Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X. A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way. Lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
They're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play. And our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim. In tribute. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be children of faith stands on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Abaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are listening to The Narrative. Today is Sunday, June the 6th, 2021, and I want to thank you all for tuning in with us today. I want to do some brief shout-outs today because some of our listeners, Brother Derek Muhammad, he's also a contributor to The Narrative from time to time. I just received a text that he's on the way to a book signing there in Atlanta, Georgia. And I like to say, praise be to Allah, brother. The truth is rolling on. And you'll find things like this all over the country with the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and others who may not be with the Honorable Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan but have came up under the teachings of that great master, eternal teacher to us, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. No matter where you find the followers, the students of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you're going to always find them engaged in some type of work that to help to drive the truth home to our people and to this nation and to the world. So I want to say a big salute to all of you from Brother Derek Jabril. You know, I want to give a shout out to our brother. I've heard this weekend from my brother, Brother Kenny Muhammad, the incredible Brother Kenny Muhammad. If you all know of our brother, Brother Kenny, he's an international artist, especially if you in the hip hop world or also within the classical world, because we do have, if you go to YouTube, you'll find him also on the classical stage, lending his skills, his gift to the world of classical music. I mean, it was real interesting to see him in that genre. And I want to say hello also to a lot of our listeners, Brother Vernon, Brother Michael, you know, brothers and sisters, I want to thank you, Sister Fatima. You know, I want to thank you all for listening to the narrative, Brother Mitchell. You know, we're here because we love the truth. We are here to let the world know that we have received a divine legated man. That man is named the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that Allah has chosen us from all the people all over the world to us here in the wilderness hills of North America, and chose us as his chosen people. Allah came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the great Mahdi that the world is looking for. In Islam, they're looking for the coming of the Mahdi. And we over here in the West are saying that the Mahdi has came. And he is here with us. The world is going to be forced to look at the Nation of Islam here in the West. We are that nation that the Bible speaks of that will be coming at the end of the present world and their rules. I've been looking I've been noticing on television lately, especially in the news, to talk about the UFOs. Well, there will be no other place you can go to get this information except the Nation of Islam. And I'm sure the nation is waiting on your call. You know what that plane is about, because you all arrested the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he shared with you drawings on what we call the mother plane, or the mother wheel. And you took his scholarship, you took what his writings on this, and in his writings, it told you exactly what these planes are here to do. So stop front. Stop front. All right, I want to bring in my brother today. Let me see. Okay, here it is. Okay. Wait, it is. Brother Wiley Muhammad, you here with us today, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm here, brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Sometimes it kind of takes a few seconds to load, but we're here today. We're live.
I was noticing.
Yes, sir.
No, I was just noticing it was kind of like going in and out.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whenever you start hitting true, very, very truthful points, then that's when everything starts messing up on you. So, brother, we're going to jump into the discussion today because, just by having some discussions with listeners of the program and just observing a lot of things that our people are going through right now and what is causing us from realizing the success that we actually can have, it kind of sparked this up for me. The day the show is called The Seven Deadly Sins, Contradictions, and Paradox. I want to say on this, first, what are the seven deadly sins and what makes them deadly? What makes these seven stands out from the law of God? According to Christian theology, these seven sins, really, to be honest with you, sins is just really a play on word today. With the type of knowledge we have today, we really don't even need to use that term sin. But that is what the masses of the people understand. So we're gonna use that. However, I would rather say the seven behaviors that is the cause of death. Although there are several others, but these seven have been time proven. Oh, you can't hear me, brother?
You're just going in and out. Hold it just a moment. Keep going.
Yes, sir. These seven has been time proven. I'm not just talking about physical death. That's final. Today, we are looking at the causes of spiritual death that starts the downward spiral to the breakdown of the mind and the will, spiritual. Now, last week, we talked about waking up the mind of a sleeping God. In truth, we must look at the causes of how the God went to sleep in the first place. Let's look at this today, this afternoon, because before our life came to any living being, there was darkness and a void. Now here we are, we're talking about a sleeping God that is awakening now. It took a spark of truth and self-knowledge to start a rotation of activity in the mind that began to awaken the memory cells of the greatness of self that started to rotate in the mind, body, and spirit. That sparked interest. Now where total darkness of self, our former self image that's in the mind of the black man and woman today, we have to understand that we are the gods of the universe. This is something that must be accepted in order to start the regenerating process again. So, you know, brother, I just wanted to kind of like start there, and you can just jump in at any time, but with your observations, how do you see why we as people who are being taught today that we are gods of the universe, how is it that we would rather hold on to that self-imagery of not being worthy enough to think of ourselves as God? Your thoughts on that?
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I can hear you, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you? All right. Very good. First, I would say, is you're talking about a people who were slain and slain in such a way, killed in such a way, that we have a physical presence, but mentally dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're talking about rejuvenating these people to life.
Right.
And it takes one who knows what life is and death to be able to do so. This is a mental state of mind. And we say spiritual because it's relative to God. Bringing us from that dead state is a process. And that process takes time. And so just getting us to the point where we are showing signs of life, is a great progress in the process.
Right.
It's a difficult task, but the one who was given the task was also given the power to do it by the one who both controls life and death.
Right. That's so true, brother, we have not seen, as black people, our true self in quite some time. We're waking up from a 50,000 year plus sleep of mental and physical activity. You know, those of you who are fully awakened, now, you were not always that way. And if you say you were late or awake, you are a liar. You and I were flatlined, like brother was saying, before Noble Drew Ali, before the Honorable Marcus Garvey, before Prince Hall. These men of whom I am naming shook us, but they didn't fully revive us to the knowledge of self. As those great men, you know, as those men they didn't have that divine spark needed to awaken the inner core of our being. To my brothers out there, you know, why would I choose a subject as a Muslim like this with a seemingly Christian thing. You know, as a Muslim, I'm very aware of who I am and whose I am. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote these words in that true Christianity is Islam, and true Islam is Christianity. Brother Derek is an educator. I was that before you met me, and I will be that until the day my physical body returns back to the earth. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in his teachings, he talks about the choosing of a messenger. And he said that if God makes a messenger go through all of your suffering, it is just to prove his choosing. God chooses one that loves you like he loves himself, like God himself loves you. You know, the messenger is willing to go through even death to lead you out of the hands of death. He said that I could be living anywhere in Asia, Africa, or anywhere in the Western world or out of the Western world because I am the brother of the righteous. That was what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. But you know what? I think I'm going to finish off the paragraph here. This is interesting. He said, don't think that I suffer because I can't help myself, or that I am condemned by sin to be suffering with you. I have not sinned. Show me the history of any prophet of the past. Then it quotes, it says, I am a messenger. They all were mocked and accused of the evil of the people that they were trying to rid them of. The last prophet must cover and fulfill the prophets before him. Should he not go through with that which he sees the people going through until he can reach their hearts? That's a beautiful point right there. He is a wise last prophet who lives with you in your midst, and yet after living with you, humbling himself to the same that you are buckled to and can't get out of, he helps you to unleash yourself from that which you cannot. Should he be made a mockery? Regardless to what you put on me, I still have proof that I am fulfilling something that you probably didn't learn. The Bible says that after Elijah, there are no more prophets. Why? It is because he covers everything a prophet has done or could do if he were present. He brings you face to face with God and the devil. And for the sake of our program today, I want to attach on there God and the devil and self. And self. We have to start, man, we done reached a point now to where you don't have to say that you don't know anymore. Jesus said that those who have an ear, let them hear. We are in a time frame now to where you can just go to your computer now, type in something that you want to know, and instantly, within seconds, that which you're seeking will appear to you. So now we in a time, man, where we in what they call, brother, what they say, Newton's second law. Since I'm speaking on a physical plane right now, Newton. Since some of our educated brothers act like, man, I gotta hear from Fraud, I gotta hear from Newton, I gotta hear from all them, except from hearing from Imhotep and all the other brothers of that scholarship. I'm talking directly to them. Since Newton says that the formula for force is force mass acceleration. Well, today you are definitely, you and I, we'll be enforced today to get our act together, to get it right, because time is slipping away fast. Go ahead, brother. You want to say something to that?
Well, I mean, what I would say is Christianity taught by the devil is just what it is. As the temptations would say, a ball of confusion. I mean, if one chooses to entertain themselves with that, then don't complain about your entanglement in life. It's like you've got the subject matter, seven deadly sins, right?
Right.
Well, there is another side of that. People hear seven deadly sins, but they don't know that for every so-called sin, there is an opposite called the cardinal virtue.
Right.
So here again, if you want to entertain yourself with that, then that's of your own choosing. I don't choose to entertain myself with that because I understand what that is. It is no more than to be caught again and entangled again in extreme. When I said, look, brother, I don't care what it is you say you like. If given too much of it, you will push it away. The same thing that you say is good for you, if given too much of it, you'll find that it becomes what? Detrimental. So I said that this God today, he's mastered this. He is about balance and being about balance. You should be the one controlling the extreme for the aim and purpose of your own will. Not being constantly victimized by them. We have been through that knowledge. We have lived that knowledge. We have gone through that knowledge. Why do we want to keep holding on to that knowledge? When we see it's not granting us what we say we want.
Exactly. That's why I was saying that, you know, me personally, knowing what I know today and looking back on what they were talking about, seven deadly sins, I don't see it as the name sin. I see it as behavior more than anything. It's a behavior. And just as you said, okay, we're dealing with balance. Okay, well, if you know that it's causing imbalance in your life, then how would you balance that? Now it's stated as seven deadly sins, and those of you who are Christian out there, some of y'all, this may even be the first time some of y'all even heard some of this. You probably never heard about the cardinal virtues what brother was saying, the cardinal virtue. And from what I understand, that was five of them. Right? Well, let me pull it up. I'm pretty sure I'm correct. I'll probably come to it.
It's simply an opposite.
Yeah, it's an opposite.
It's an opposite. So
mm-hmm.
if you got an opposite, then you have what? Extreme.
Right.
What if food is something we need to
right.
replenish ourselves, that we may continue to live and grow?
Right.
But when we eat too much, we create problems for ourselves that we suffer
yep.
with, because we create imbalances in our own life, in our own system. And as a result of it, it creates problems for us.
Mm-hmm.
The natural homeostasis of our design is interrupted. We know this now. I say again, we've lived through it. The reason the devil is being removed, there is no need for him for that knowledge anymore. We have seen the extreme of his potential and possibility. That's been recorded. We know it. This is all of, look, there is nobody else. This is all about us and our movement and what we are doing. This is why the Quran tells you Allah is the only reality. What you are looking
mm-hmm.
at is changes and transitions that are going on within the being. That's what you're looking at. You're looking at movement occurring and taking place
mm-hmm.
of the natural opposite within human expression.
Right. I remember reading that little part about where Jesus showed up. And when Jesus came in, he had a word I know he said casting out seven devils out of the woman. And then they said, for what the scripture was saying, that as the devils was coming out, it was screaming at Jesus, like, why are you persecuting me before time? Yeah, maybe this word today is the time for you. We got to keep in mind, too, man, there's over 7 billion people on this planet. And some of these folks, man, and I know if they came up under Christianity as we did when I was a child, man, we ain't heard about nothing so-called a seven deadly sin. We ain't hear nothing about no five virtual cardinal. We were totally unaware of those things. And when you look at what's going on, and those of us who like to be informed, you turn on your TV every day on the news. What do you see? Do the people, the masses of the people today, moving like they are totally aware that these things and these type of messages is not needed today for them in their lives? Man, they killing indiscriminately now, and then from what I understand, this so-called, what they call them, Generation Zero, or I heard of the millennials, but
man, quite a bit of them, when if you just sit down and take the time to talk and share with them, they don't even watch the news, man. So a lot of them are totally oblivious as to what the hell is going on out here. And usually when people are like that, they make matters worse. And so today, I just want to make sure that those who listen to this program, wherever you may be, we're just going to tap into some of this, because nowadays, man, we at the point now where you just can't say that, oh, I never heard of this. I mean, we do our part, because the kingdom is not fully present here. It's like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us in his last Savior's Day. He said, you go to war with no man for what is theirs. For what is theirs. God have not placed you in the kingdom yet. So you still have to operate within this time space. In the present, there's a reason why we refer to men who teach as minister, because you still got a lot of sick people that's coming to the hospital every day, every hour, every second, that just by just hearing a word, not an ignorant word, but a word of knowledge, that with knowledge is the driving force behind it, could eventually save somebody's life. Then in the Bible it speaks about getting a person blood off of your hands. Here we are, we in the presence of a mighty God now, who have given us balance, he is balance. Just put it that way. As brother pointed out, he is balanced now. He's balancing out the universe. But what would keep us from him? What are the barriers that's keeping us from accepting that type of God into, especially that type of knowledge that the God is bringing about? Into the fold.
And may I say something on that?
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
May I say something on that?
Yeah, go ahead, brother. You're on.
The thing that is keeping us from accepting what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us of our God in the time is we are constantly trying to hold on to this world and its way. And holding on to this world and its way, you're going to only what you have been suffering, what
That's
you
right.
have been enduring. Your life is going to be the same, and it's just going to worsen and worsen and worsen.
Mm-hmm.
Because holding on to this world is holding on to the thinking of this world. Thoughts, your ideas, your mind is nourishing off of this world. It's why you have, in one of our lessons, what kind of food did the devil teach you to eat?
Mm-hmm. Food.
He taught you to eat the wrong food.
Yes, sir.
So if you constantly are feeding yourself the wrong foods, how then do you expect to develop? And when I say wrong, I hate to do this, but I'm speaking in the terms of what you experience in the world of duality.
Mm-hmm.
In the world of duality, when you're dealing with right and wrong, you're not dealing with balance. You are trying to what? Be right.
Mm-hmm.
And you are trying to be right with a wrong conception of it. Because the conception that what we have in this world of trying to be right is a conception that was given to us by the devil. So how you gonna ever be right using that as the basis for your actions, your motivation, developing your concepts, your movement, your expression? How you gonna achieve that? You can't. You're just further caught up. You have to get to the God of balance. Jesus couldn't even talk about what he foreseen. It was not here yet. That's why he realized he was not the one. He came in a time to fulfill a purpose. But the time spoke of was a time to come. That's why he said, it is expedient for you that I go away. Meaning it's necessary that I go away. I'm the closing of this. You got to develop. Why do you think he told what his disciples, all them things that you see me do, not only would you do, but you would do greater things than I did? Well, of course that meant the disciples of his, because they didn't. Who was he talking about? He was talking about what he was looking at that was coming.
You
just need to understand that's why the Quran says, surely, by the time man is in law, you don't know what time it is. So if you don't know what time it is, how can you know what must be done? You don't know where you are. Within the time and the event that is supposed to occur within the time of this space, the only way you can be balanced where you know and you can be on time and your ways, deeds, and actions manifest that is submitting to the God of the time, the balanced one, Master Farad Muhammad.
Mhm. Exactly. You know, brothers and sisters, I mean, it's right. I mean, you're going to have to try to do something different, man. Got to clean it up. And one thing, I mean, me personally, I'm not opposed to laws. I really am not. Because if you have a lawless situation and everybody doing whatever the hell they want, you're not going to have a good situation no matter where you live. Now, you just won't. You know, the behaviors and contradictions in our lives have what all they do, they erect mental barriers between who we desire. You know, look at the terms. Accept your own and be yourself. And you want to live the life of a God. Well, how are you going to be able to do that without discipline? You and I know that can't happen without a moral component that will grant you access to the discipline to become God. No, brother, you didn't go into it last week, but you did make mention of... I said you didn't go into it like last week, but I think you made mention or maybe we talked about it on Saturday or Tuesday. But I know you made mention about the discipline. I mean the reasons why we drill in the nation. You want to share some ideas on that right now while I get something set up here?
Well, why do we drill? Let me see it. Let me say it this way. When you speak about discipline, what are you really talking about within the self? How would you phrase that using commonly what is used? Two other words. Self, speaking to you, control.
Right.
Self-control. How do you control the self being ignorant of the self? You don't.
You can't.
So, every week I'm saying repeatedly, study the self. Everybody mm-hmm. studies us on the planet but us. Everybody digs up tombs and graves and all over the earth, studying us, the original man, as referred to in our lesson. Everyone, the first man, all of that, they studying us. But we don't find ourselves important enough to study, yet everybody else on the planet do. What is that saying about our intelligence level? And why?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Constantly look for what? Leaders.
Yes.
We constantly look for somebody to lead, teach, and guide us.
Right.
Ask yourself the question, why are you constantly doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Because you fail to recognize your own capacity of being. Because you know nothing of yourself, regardless of what brother or sister spend their life teaching us, we fail to accept and act on those teachings. With the messenger, no different.
Right.
We, the messenger, had to go. We are a what? We got this from slavery, brother. Don't be small. We are very, I'm going to use your subject matter today, brother. Slothful
right.
people. We don't want to do nothing.
Bruh,
we are so prone. We are always looking for, check this out. We are always looking for the easy way, the shortcut.
Right.
The magic way.
Right.
We looking for magic, shortcut, easy. Look at this, man. This is ridiculous. And until we confess our faults, we cannot change them because we will not admit they're even there. And because we will not admit they're even there, we feed
mm-hmm.
them and just grow more of it. And then wonder why our behavior is so bizarre and so much like white people.
Right. That's true.
It's true. Listen. Ooh, y'all listen at me in the public. This is a terrible thing. But we don't identify with it. The Negro was made by white people.
Mm-hmm.
The nigger is made by white people. That's not us. We don't identify with neither of those made creatures. One is a devil and the other one is a slave. We don't identify with either one. You can't attribute that to us. We know the life of the Negro and we know the life of the nigger because we've lived them ourselves. We know it firsthand. But we had a choice to make. And we didn't choose either to be the Negro or the nigger. Because both of them is detrimental to our rise.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So what do the nigger do? He constantly, what? Do everything that the white man do himself to our people. To himself and
yeah.
his community. It makes the white man so tickled. This is where he get his biggest laugh. And the Negro is a slave. That's what he was made to be, a Negro. Neither
mm-hmm.
this nor that. No, we can't identify that because its obedience is to white people. Now, what I'm saying, the only reason you would be upset or stirred behind what I'm saying, and I'm speaking for fact, is because the nigger and the Negro in you have been made uncomfortable with me unveiling them.
That's what the show is about today.
That's what the show is about today. Because hey, what you just said, didn't we just make mention of that when Jesus came to the person and they started screaming as it was coming out? Something had to aggravate them. Something had to aggravate them, brothers, sisters. This at the top of the hour. I just want to, before we go out off this segment, I'm gonna do a quick rundown of that list of the seven. I call them behaviors, to be honest with you, brothers and sisters. I just only use the term sin because I know that's what many of you who that's what you came up around. That's what you heard. But I really see them more in than anything is behaviors, man. Lust. Lust is a strong passion or longing, especially for sexual desire. Isn't that helping enroll to society? Especially with some of the things that's attributed to that. And Brother Wright, we're dealing with balance today. But at the same time, man, why is it? Why is it, brother? And you know this ain't nothing just pure ignorance. Everybody, there's a voice inside talking to everybody. You know when you're getting ready to approach something wrong and do something wrong. Why is it that whenever you hear most rapists, whenever they get caught, especially white folk, I'm so glad you caught me. As though you, what? Man, we all know when we do wrong, period. and it's the more negatives that goes to that. But, yeah, go ahead, brother. You finna say something?
No, I shouldn't interrupt you on that. I shouldn't. Please finish.
Well, gluttony is an excessive and ongoing eating of food and drink. Obesity, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it's like you said earlier, which is so true, too much of anything will become a detriment. Greed is an excessive pursuit of material goods. That's the reason why a lot of us don't have nothing now, because you're constantly trying to go for the wrong material type goods in your life. You constantly keep trying to feed an ego. You got to have the latest shoes. You got to have the latest car. You got to have all these things. Look, if you can afford it, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to stop you from that. But to be excessively pursuing these things, what can lead you into, if you don't have the finances for it, man, you got people right now on here stealing. And there again, I didn't know it was wrong. Sloth, as brother pointed out, is an excessive laziness or failure to act and utilize one's talent. We see all that right now. You know, wrath is a strong anger towards and hate towards another person. Envy is the intense desire to have an item that someone else is possessed. Pride is an excessive view of oneself regards for others. All these things we know exist because they exist up inside of us. But what what keeps one back from releasing these type of behaviors in our lives? We have to have a moral component, brothers and sisters.
Discipline.
Self-discipline. Yeah.
If you look at a child, and we'll wait till the next segment to go into it.
Yes, sir.
If you look at a child, you can see all that we're talking about.
Exactly.
I'll wait till the next segment.
Yes, sir, because when we come back, we're going to be going into contradictions. Matter of fact, on the break, I'm going to choose this song. I'm going to choose a song from Bob Marley and the Wailers, So Jah Say. And what that song is dealing with was self-responsibility, and I'm going to play this through the Fair Use Act because, you know, it's pertaining to our subject today, so we'll be right back on the other side. Down there in the ghetto, and down there we suffer.
Welcome back to the narrative. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, my co-host, Brother Wali Muhammad. And today we're talking about the seven deadly sins, or as I like to say, behavior.
And all of them within that movie.
And contradictions and paradox. And we left out, we read what the seven deadly behaviors are. And in all of the seven that I did read, all of them are the cause of death. that's why, like Brother had pointed out, man, you know, all these excesses, if you taking in too much of anything, it could lead to bad consequences for yourself. So, Brother, we're back. You know, this segment, we're going to talk about contradictions and its causes. You know, what are contradictions, and how do we keep from becoming victims of them? As you left off, you talked about self-control. You know, contradictions, is a behavior that has its start in the lack of understanding and discipline. Because in the nation, you know, we drill, man. And we also drill in what we call Class A attire, don't we, brother? Which is the suit, tie, shiny shoes. You know, why do we train like this?
That's a good question. I mean, I could go into these things.
Yes, sir.
But I would much rather speak on, because we left off and I said I would speak on this when we came back at this time, when we was talking
about
self-control.
Yes, sir, we are. That's the reason why I brought it up about the drill deal, because it has a lot to do with self-control. Yes, sir, we're going to go into that. So go ahead and say what you're going to say. Yes, sir.
I was saying, when you look at a baby,
mm-hmm.
is the baby in control or not? He's not in control of self.
No.
That something is acquired. Self-control is acquired.
Mm-hmm.
Observation is one way. That's just one way. You have to make an effort. So the baby just learning how to control his fingers and his hands, arms. So you see babies all the time, you smack himself in the face and start crying. That wasn't intentional.
Right.
He wasn't trying to, or she wasn't trying to smack themselves. But they what? They have no control.
Yeah, no control.
Over this particular system that is developing within them. And as a result of this, you see all sorts of awkward behavior. They can't stand, they can't walk, and when they even try, what do? Fall down, stumble, you know, and you can see the frustration all in them from what?
Right.
Not being able to what? Accomplish what they will.
Right.
You see it all in their faces, right? You see it in the sounds that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And as they grow, you also can see what? When they accomplish things like being able to crawl, being able to stand, being able to walk, also what do you see in their expression? Nice.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Ha- See?
Yep. Anger.
Because what? Because what? That brain is what? Working.
Yes.
And that brain, throughout the whole system of the organism, is developing. But what it seeks above all else, control the self.
Right, right.
Because when you come, mm-hmm. you don't have that, brother.
That's right.
Neither do you have it when you come into the nation.
Right.
Over periods of time, that has developed. So I wanted to give you a little view of the importance of it, because the more control you have of self, oh my God, the things that eventually you are able to overcome, to conquer, or to rise above, really determines the quality of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when we, yeah, so when you think about what you can't control, and you see the effects of it on the quality of your life, it should make you what?
Oh, man, more discipline for one thing, accepting too. Yeah.
Well, it should make you pursue it.
Yeah.
I say, not make. It should influence you.
Yeah.
To pursue more control of self. Especially if you keep injuring yourself, and there's many ways you can do that. Just like
oh, yeah.
You keep bringing
right.
harm to yourself. Man, that is not comfortable.
That's true.
And you see some children, if they are not encouraged persistently, if they are not encouraged, they'll quit trying.
Mm-hmm. See, that's
it's
true.
It's the same today, bro.
Yep. Same today. Yep.
So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, because it's all tying in, because that's what I was that's one reason why I wanted to talk about contradiction, but I also wanted to point to something that we do in the nation, especially when it comes to drilling, because if you're a person looking in, on the outside looking in, you see well-dressed brothers and you see them doing this drilling dressed up, not in the devil's attire, but you see us dressed in suits, white shirt, bow tie, shiny shoes, and you're left flank march, right flank march, you know what I'm saying? And some of us, I can tell you, bro, when I first came in, man, it was hard for me not to make the step in the opposite direction. You call left flank march, my head automatically was getting ready to snap to the left. That's why I like what you were saying about the self-control. That's very important. And that's a very important piece, and I hope that a lot of people will get something out of that today, because that's what we're talking about. It's all about the controlling of self, but also the acceptance of self, the discipline that comes with it, and the active will, more importantly, and the response will grow us again into the mind of a God. But why do you all this, the contradictions comes up in, and from my vantage point, I believe it just comes come up all the time from the lack of understanding and discipline, period. Because how is it that you say, just pulling from a restrictive law, you're not to play games of chance. You're not to gamble. But at the same time, we catch you with a scratch stick.
With a what?
Or a lottery ticket. You know what I'm saying? With a scratch ticket, lottery ticket. I remember one brother was giving a example and I guess the brother, you know, he just came from out of the world, right? The brother, he went and jumped in, you know, went into the package store. I guess you go get that last drink in or something. and then it never fails, man. A Muslim will pop up out of nowhere. And while you coming out of the package store, assalamu alaikum, brother. and then you got caught with something. You know what I'm saying? what causes these contradictions?
It's just, first of all, you know, I don't know really how you do it now, but when a brother or sister first come to the nation, we already understand where they're coming from because
right. We
were there too.
Yeah, we were there too.
And we also, so what do they refer to it as being when a brother or sister accepts the teaching? And then
process.
Began. They call it what?
Processing.
Because coming from where they are to where they want to be, it's a process.
Right.
We said don't be too hard on your brother or sister when you see them going back to something that they are trying to come from. It has been very impactful on their life.
Right.
It takes time for them to break away or to let go of that. And the God that we serve is most generous and most understanding of the process and the time it takes to come from that, to change, because we are talking about change.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The more you let go of this world and this world's psychology, teaching, the more you began to change.
Right.
It's only hard because you keep trying to utilize what you learned in the old world over in the new one, and it don't work.
Right. And that's
you
very important. Yep. That's very important, what you're saying, because that's what's causing a lot of the contradiction. You know, don't nobody have to come telling you that stealing is you don't supposed to steal. You know that. I mean, it's like Bob Marley saying, and like Mr. Farrakhan even teach about the self-accusing spirit. That's going to come up in you. If you're truly, you know what I'm saying, a righteous person, it's kind of like the God voice within. But if your mind is full of rocks, bones, like they say that in the devil's the part where we have the pineal gland within ours, they say in theirs is mainly calcified up in there, fragments and whatnot. But you know that's getting into some brain science. But we you know, Brother Wiley,
well,
he's definitely into biology, and he can probably pin, you know, give us some insight on that. But we talking something different today. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I'll say this. I'll tell you what Master Farad Muhammad told the messenger regarding the truth and getting it to us. Master Farad Muhammad told the messenger to tell us one time. Tell us one time. So only one time is what we say. Only one time? What did he know to say that?
Right, right.
Master Farad Muhammad said they were created out of the truth. They know the truth when they hear it. I don't care how long they've been away from it. It's their very nature. It's the nature of the being. Tell them one time.
Right.
We hear it's just like speaking now. We hear it. We know it's the truth. But when it applies to us, the first thing we want to do is what we learn from the devil. We want to hide. We want to conceal ourselves from the light of the truth because it shines on us and reveals in us the ways of the beast.
Well,
the truth, when you take a bath, and you look and you see the water is dirty, then thank God for the water. Thank God for the water and the soap that removes the dirt and the filth from your flesh.
Right.
Don't try to say it ain't come off of you and you sitting in it.
That's right. That's right.
That's what was on you. You look at it and you say, that wasn't on me. That wasn't on me. Because you don't like what you see. You don't like all of the filth that you see that was on you. So you automatically jump in denial and say, that wasn't on me. Yes, it was. It came right off of you.
Thank God
for the water in the soap.
That's the reason why. Thank God for the water in the soap.
Get it off you. Just a way to get it off you and clean yourself up.
Exactly, exactly.
Don't be mad. Man, brother, in the devil's world, we involved ourselves into everything that the devil does. And that's
right.
A lot.
That's right. That's the reason why I've always go ahead. That's the reason why I always refer to us.
You don't. We don't like what we see. We don't like what we see. No, what is it? I didn't do that. No, not me. I wasn't a part of that. Yes, you were.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
And the God, with his soap and water, made it known. He washed it off you. And you just can't believe that was ever on you. Yes, it was. There it is right there in the water that came off.
Oh, yeah.
Accept it and be grateful and thankful for the water in the soap.
Yeah. That's the reason why I always refer to, and people have heard us say it on the narrative before, that I normally refer to us as being the white man's Frankenstein. You got to run around and calling yourself the N-word in 2021. You know what I'm saying? You a Frankenstein. He don't have to, you know, go off and call you those things. Or brother Vince, I guess from last week. I listened to his show this week, and he made mention of a black person. I guess this was a clerk or whatever at a store or whatever. And so a white man came in, and the person said, "Good morning." And then this devil hauled off and said, "Would it be a good morning if I called you a N-word?" Now think on that. Now you just happy that, you know, serving people at work, you know, and then somebody come walk in with an attitude like that and say those things to you. And what Brother Vince was saying, look at the climate that's being produced now. Now here we are. We live in a state where Wyatt Earp is over the governor house, or Michael from the Rifleman, or Gunsmoke. This fool gonna sign in the law for everybody to be able to carry the gun in the holster without being registered. You don't have to be registered to do it. And now somebody's come walking in the morning, you minding your own business, you know, you helping customers, and then this person says this to you. Well, sorry, that's not a person. That's a beast in human form. This beast in human form come up to you and throw that N-word in your face like that. What would be your response?
I would probably laugh. It would probably tickle.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You say, well,
I know who
brother,
the real
come on
one
now,
is.
Bro. It's not into name calling. I already knew what
yeah.
he was before he opened his mouth.
Yeah.
I already knew what he was before he opened his mouth. We trying to pick and choose among these things.
Right.
That's what got the sons of God in trouble before.
Right.
Trying to pick and choose.
Oh, boy.
You know,
yeah.
No, this one ain't that bad now. You see this one right here? He pretty cool. Now, this one, I
right,
came up
right.
with, and we was all right. You know, hey, man, what can I say? He was that when
right.
he came in the store and you looked at him. He was simply what he was. And because you say you know him, you should expect anything from him.
Yeah.
It don't catch
exactly.
you by surprise. If he catch you by surprise, you know what that means? It means you were
asleep. He was asleep to who he was. Yep. He was asleep
yeah.
to who he was.
It's like
yep.
that boy who came in the church house and shot
yeah.
those nine
right,
original
right.
people in that.
Yeah, including the pastor.
They were asleep. They were asleep.
Yep.
When you are unconscious, you're unaware.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are told not to be that way.
Right.
You're told
right.
to watch lest you be caught sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
See, that just...
That's true.
He is what he is. I don't care
right.
how he may or what he may do. He is what he is. Whether male
mm-hmm.
or female, you're still talking about the same thing.
Right.
You know,
right.
I remember, I'm going to say this here. I remember one evening, we were outside, and I uncovered this rock, and it was a snake. It was a young copperhead.
Right.
And the snake didn't turn and run off like the grass snake does when
yeah.
I uncovered
yeah.
him.
Boy, this booger drew up and went to just striking. I mean, this joker went to striking. He was trying to bite whatever the... you know, this is what get a lot of us in trouble. Say, for instance, what's happening, we typically see with a brother coming home or wherever else he may be going in his vehicle, and he gets pulled over by the police, and the brother jumps out. Just say he comes out of the vehicle, or he's sitting in the vehicle. It doesn't matter. And when the officer comes up, he gets in an attitude. What you stop me for? I ain't did nothing. What your name is? Give me your badge number.
Right.
I got a right to not give you my license. But
that young man
is not aware of what he's dealing with. And that's why most end up dead.
Mm-hmm.
They're not aware of what they're dealing with. If you say you are aware of these people and what they are, then that must be shown and exhibited in your behavior.
Right.
That you are aware. It's kind of like, I train dogs for a living, right? and I kind of specialize in the bully breeds, like these pit bulls and things, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you can't reason with one of my dogs. If you're sitting there, I'll just say if you're in an area that you should not be, and then you look around and you see this dog is in there with you, it's no sense in trying to reason with that animal.
Right.
That animal is programmed to a behavior of which he will execute and carry out to the fullest. You see what I'm saying? So
when
you are aware of such dangers exist, then you must be conscious and aware of your whereabouts, of your movement at all times, as well as other potential threats and dangers that exist in the environment that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Oh, yeah.
All you have to, I would say to my brothers and sisters, y'all need to really study our father, Shabab.
Mm-hmm.
You need to really study him because you know he was there in the place that you call Africa 50,000 years ago.
Right.
And he conquered it. You need to study. I'm telling you something. You need to go study the history of Shabal and what that history involved. You know, because there were beasts there, and he couldn't sell the idea to the rest, this is a place that we should go. Because it's, you know, of what's there. And they say, oh, no.
Right.
Hell no. I'm you there. We ain't going over there, man. You know what's over there. Shabal didn't care about all of that. So he took his family as another meaning of family, which means followers.
Yeah.
He took his family and he went into that place that we now call Africa. And he conquered it, brother. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was a learning process, and a lot of them perished.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot in that.
It's a, ooh, why you think I'm telling
it's
you?
It's a lot in it. Yep.
All right. That's it.
You know, it is a lot in there. That's really why when you just step back and take a look at a lot of the things that we introduce, especially when you first come into the nation, and then when you get into the FOI portion, then you get into the discipline, then you get into the Class A attire, man. You know. Since everything that I try to approach with, I look at it from a spiritual aspect. And anything that's outside that we see physically, I see that as the effect. When I'm looking at the just thinking on the drill, and I'm still talking about contradictions now. This is a way to kind of keep yourself from contradiction. Now, because we have a lot of folks, and sometimes you even find yourself slipping. That's the reason why discipline is very important, man, because it keeps you from slipping. As our brothers Wall said on one of their songs, slipping in the darkness. Keep you from slipping in the darkness. Because, just look at the beauty of this. Now, You being trained in self-control, that's the internal thing, okay? But the dress on the outside, it really don't matter, but yet it does matter because that's a part of it. That dress on the outside is a bearing a witness of the environment that is forming within inside of the inner world of your thinking in the inner world of you. I mean, can you imagine? We're being taught self-control, self-discipline, and it don't even show on the outside. you whatever you are in the inside, trust me, it will manifest on the outside. You go walk into somebody's room who keeps a lot of stuff jumbled up in the inside. I mean, yeah, they have discipline and they work in the things that they do. But brother, you know as well as I do, you gonna walk to some people's desk that's very creative. They got papers and stuff scattered every doggone way, but they know exactly where to go for what it is that they want. Well, what's causing it? For one thing, it's not a lot of order going on in the inside. You got a lot of clutter that going on, and you got a lot of places where you're placing all your knowledge. But then, as what the law correspondents say, as above, so below; as below, so above. You're gonna reflect out what's going within. So, what people are saying, bro, you walk in 2 minutes, it's like a cave up in there. But what's going on in the thought process? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you when you develop self-control now, it's very important to understand this. When you develop self-control, you find that not only can you control the self,
Right. Come
but
on.
But you also can impact the environment in which you live.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yes, that is definitely the point. And when you realize that can impact the environment in which you live, then it really gets to be something, because
come on.
you can change the environment to be seen according to your will.
Right.
Now you're looking for the power. You're looking for the powers of a God. We are talking about the powers of a God.
Come on.
No, that's it. That's for enough. That's right. About it. But the key is in controlling yourself.
Right, right. That's it. You know what, too, brother. Like when you was referring to the like when that boy went up in there and killed those nine folks. You know.
Yeah.
Once we go back, now I did name seven behaviors that could be the cause of death for you or anybody. You know, one of which that I find is that will probably fall up under one of those categories, and that's pride. Because over the years, man, you know where you live. You should understand by now the environment in which you live in and live under. Man, much hell we still catching, and then right after George Floyd. And don't forget, I forgot, because it came up again about that whole situation that took place then in Carolina. I mean, that's a big place, you know, to tell you where environment where you live in. But anyway, that whole incident came up this week concerning them telling the boy that we forgive you and all that stuff like that. You know, what causes you to do that?
Slavery teaching. Slavery teaching is as simple as that.
And yep.
I want you to understand it's a point. We love our people. We've been there. We know what it is. And it's just slavery teaching.
Right.
The teachings, and when we accept and embrace those teachings, our behavior reflects it. And in so doing, we do things like that. We embrace the devil.
Right.
And once we embrace the devil, he can do what he will. You know, it's
come
it's
in and out like it ain't nothing.
Like it ain't nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it ain't
what?
Nothing.
He's already in. You open
right,
to it.
Right.
You're
right.
Open to him. And if you're open to him, then you invite him in.
That's right.
He comes in.
That's right.
But you have to understand more about, I would definitely encourage that all of our brothers and sisters really study Mr. Yaku and his making of his man, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize the devil was taught to be the way that he is. He was weak by nature because of the process that he went through to come about made him weak by nature. That's why we call him Caucasian. You see? But making him weak by nature, he was also, prone to accept the teachings of Mr. Yaku and embrace them happily. They fit him. They fit him. And they fit anyone. They fit anyone who... if that's what they are, then they embrace them teachers readily. They readily embrace those teachers.
Right.
If you're looking for shortcuts, if you're looking for easy way, no. Let me say this about it. Do you think death stopped God from achieving his will?
Come on.
Do you think that stopped him from achieving his will? No.
Oh, no.
We don't concern ourselves about that. that way. No.
Mm-hmm.
It is our will that matters.
Yes.
If you study Shabbat, you understand that readily. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying today, because hoping that more of our people would study and ask questions about the brother and his family who moved into that part of the planet geographically and conquered it.
Right.
50,000 years ago. 50,000 years ago, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's way before the devil was on the planet.
That's right.
So we have to study that, man. What your boss did was incredible. So why do you think we are taught the history of all of this, Yaqub, Shabbat? Why
mm-hmm.
do you think we're taught all of this history?
Yeah, so that we can understand, and really, it's also pertaining to us as well, because we are this man's Frankenstein. We got to understand that. If he made you into
like
himself, you know?
Then you're a nigger. Then you're a nigger.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just telling you. If he made you into himself,
yeah.
then you are a nigger. Or you are a slave.
Mm-hmm.
And we, the black man, is none of that. We have lived under that we may know what it is.
Right.
But now that we are woke, we chose to come from under that.
Yeah.
We had a choice. There was no compulsion in the Islam that was brought to us. We had a choice, and we made it, and we chose to not be a Negro nor to be a nigger, because both of those things is detrimental to our community.
Right. All right, brother. Let's see. We're down our last, look like 11 minutes now. So I want to bring something about paradoxes into this. You know, paradoxes are really what is called half-truths. You know, you could say something in a paradox that means one way that could be true, but seemingly it seems to be false at the same time. So you know, just pulling just something. They call it thought-provoking paradox. Here's one. Save money by spending it. Save money by spending it. Well, you hear that, brother? What you think about it? What do it put your mind
in? I hear you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Ooh.
I'm
simply
Go
saying,
ahead, I'm gonna...
who do paradoxes serve?
You asked me. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I'm asking do paradoxes serve? Speaking that language.
It's supposed to serve the thinker. The thinker. I mean, because, you know, if someone say to you, if I know one thing, is that I know nothing. You know, it really calls you to stop and think or look over whatever it is that you are engaged in. This is the beginning of the end. Remember Solomon says that not what's the little part where he speaks about that in knowing it's the beginning of sorrows. He have a certain way he put that. put that.
Well,
it's just saying.
It's.
However, that can lead to greater truth.
Well, it's like in Zen.
Right.
In Japanese Buddhism.
Right.
They have what is called koan. And you get a saying like, what is the sound of one hand clapping?
Yeah.
What is the sound of one hand clapping? And then the disciple tries to figure it out, right?
Right, right.
You're given a problem, right?
Right.
First of all, one hand don't clap.
Yeah, that's true.
And all clapping to take place, it must be both hands involved. Or
yeah,
something serving as one of the hands to clap.
Yeah, great
but
point.
The answer... You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But the answer that the teacher was looking for, he used that coin to provoke thinking, which eventually the disciple said nothing. When he was asked a question and he didn't speak, he just smiled. His teacher told him, now you know the sound of one hand clapping. It's no sound.
Yeah. It's no sound at all.
Yeah, so when you study ways of humanity all across the globe, all people, because you are the father of all people.
Right.
Where do you think they get these teachings from? Where do you think they get this knowledge from? Brother, it all comes from us. I say again, as I did in the beginning, Allah is the only reality.
Right.
Don't be deceived by creation. And a lot of times we are. The Indians say, where did God hide himself? In the one place that, what? He would never thought to be found. In the hands of man.
Yep, exactly.
You don't look for him there. We are
that's a beautiful
prone
point.
To look where? We're prone to look out. Everything you
look
outside, so influenced,
yeah.
You're
right.
Being so influenced and persuaded by your perceptions that you
right.
cannot see the base and root of all That leads to another conversation that we don't have time.
We always looking up into the sky. You say, where's God? Then somebody point up. but never thought not one time that God dwells within. And then I remember the Quran even speaks about that God's throne is on water. Well, it's all about the brain.
Well, there's no, let me start here. There's no suchness as up. There's no suchness as down.
Yep.
There's no suchness as east or west. It's the perspective that you are simply viewing in relation to where you are.
Right, right.
In your mental, and I must say this, and spiritual development.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
When you out there, when you off the planet, right? Many don't know that we have that ability.
Yep, yep.
There were pictures taken of the planet. There were pictures, should I say, drawn of the planet long before you had spaceships, airplanes, and things like that. Where did they come from?
Yep. Come on.
It's all in studying self. Study
right.
The original man. When I say study the original man, study the original mind. The
right.
original mind is in the head of the original man.
That's right. That's right. All right, brother. Let's see. Man, we down to a minute and 12 seconds. You know, brothers and sisters, I just suggest that even if you don't understand exactly what paradoxes is, you all ought to take the time to exercise your brain with them. On them because they're interesting, because just like brother gave that example about the hand clap, you know, that's something to definitely marvel at, you know, because I remember one little I think this was probably a Tayo book that I was reading in where it asked the question, what is the most important part of a building, and then most folks would say the outside of the building, kind of like what brother Jabril did with you all that time, and pointed out that building to you. And the answer was that it's the inside of the building that's the most important, because the activity is going on inside of the building, not on the outside of the building. The building is just a building, but the importance of what goes on within the building, that makes all the difference, because life is dwelling inside the building, and life can exist outside, but boy, you be out there with mosquitoes and all kinds of mess on the outside, bugs, like that snake you said was under the rock. So, brothers and sisters, we'll talk to you all next week. I'm thinking about next week. We may need to go into that Yaqub story and then dealing with that environment as well. We need to kind of look into that, because really, to be honest with you, if you go really dig deep under the surface, I think you'll find why we are the Negro. Or as you know, my policy is I don't use the N-word, but like brother said, they made us into that. So you are his Frankenstein. So we'll talk next week. Assalamu alaikum, peace.
Walaikum salam.